Today, we're going to have a very close look at some really, really, really crazy people.
Hi, my name is Sarah. My pronouns are she, her, they, and them.
Newsflash, nobody gives a fuck about it.
What are your pronouns? See, do you see how easy that is, people? All you have to do is ask somebody what their pronouns are, and then, I don't know, just respect it. It is really not that hard of a concept. And for all those people out there making it like a big, huge deal, you look like an idiot. It's really not. It's called respect, right? Respect. So let's try this again. Hi, my name is Sarah. My pronouns are she, her, they, them. What are your pronouns? Let's be friends.
My pronouns are fuck and you. Good morning, you filthy, rotten deplorables. Today we're just going to take a quick look at some very, very, very emotionally disturbed people. I never really did a show like this, or maybe just once, like long time ago. But it's coming to a head. And some of the shit that comes out of these people's mouths, you got to see it to believe it. Let's get into the first one, shall we?
I did a gender reveal with both of my children, but it's not something that I would do if we ever had another baby. And the reason why I'm against it, because you don't know your baby's gender. It's impossible to know a baby's gender.
What the fuck?
You can only know your baby's sex. Sex is about the physical characteristics. Gender is something that they decide for themselves. When I look back on the things that I did with my first baby, I cringe, but that's just what happens when you grow and evolve and learn more. If we have another baby, I will try my hardest to not find out the sex at all until the baby is born.
Dumbass.
So, the obvious unfortunate thing here is the first two children were spared, but any children that she, and she looks relatively young, so any child that she has after that is fucked. I mean, is that not what it all boils down to? Does it have a penis? Then that means it's a boy. If it doesn't have a penis, it's a girl. These people are crazy. Like, sometimes I think about it and I'm like, How could they have gotten so sucked into this LGBT bullshit? You understand what I mean? Like, let me think. I'm going to try and give an example. Like, nothing really recent. Okay. Like, all right. I've always loved wrestling as a child, right? I loved wrestling. Me liking wrestling and watching a bunch of guys beat the shit out of each other in the middle of this of the ring is not enough for me to say, oh, because they're doing it, I want to do it. But with these people, the sociopaths, they see and hear everybody else doing it. Oh, yeah, gender reveal. No, that sounds kind of transphobic. You can't guess the child's sex or gender. What? God, listen, this is going to sound terrible, but God bless those first two kids, because they were spared. Her, on the other hand, what the fuck, dude? But wait, there's more.
Three ways that you can make your classroom a little bit more inclusive to LGBTQIA+ students this coming up school year. One, let's get rid of boy-girl classrooms going into next school year. Okay, you can divide your students by animal names, by different colors. You can organize your students by table numbers. You can do a lot of different things without buying into that gender binary that students, regardless of if they can verbalize it, may not quite fit into. Number two, assuming a child's gender also tells you what kind of games they want to play or what kind of toys that they're going to be into, does a disservice for exposing your children to all the different types of play and relationships that they can form in a school setting. Three, representation matters in the way that we ferociously try to represent all of the different cultural identities of our students. I think we should also do that with their LGBTQIA plus identities, whether that be gender expression, what their families might look like.
I want a lawsuit! I want a fucking lawsuit right now, motherfucker!
Did you hear the word that was used? Ferociously. They're ferociously looking into, I assume, the children's backgrounds, as if that has anything to do with it. Now, usually I would say, hey, man, why can't we just say that we're all Americans? But this homosexual, probably an illegal himself, probably has a shitload of kids in that classroom that are also illegals, too. And don't make me tell the DMV story again. Illegals get treated a lot better than we do. Unfortunately, or at least in the liberal cities, New York and you know, California, they get better treatment than us. But let's take a step back a little bit, okay? I want you guys to hear what this girl has to say about a blizzard that hit, and people went out and started looting, right? Is this Buffalo? I forgot if this was in Buffalo or not. But I want you to hear her take on why it was okay that they were out there looting.
So I live in Buffalo. This is a 33. This is my car that's been buried in all of this fucking snow since last week. And this is outside my granny's house. A tree that's been there since my aunt was a child. Safe to say that it's a fucking shit show out there, right? Here go y'all cum goblins who don't even live in the fucking city. Which, by the way, the Q-tip people are the last ones to ever talk about somebody stealing anything. Y'all wouldn't be in this country had it not been for y'all stealing it. So y'all are more focused on people looting and trying to get necessities and things that they need. And yes, a TV is a fucking necessity thing. Than the people who are literally freezing to death in their own home. Freezing to death outside. Because this city did not shut down the way it should have. Byron Brown wanted to get on here and talk about, we told y'all, we knew this was gonna happen.
Now, I know she said a whole bunch of other garbage, but the wind up in the pitch is, it's okay for people to go out and loot because they were just getting things that they needed. Because, you know, it's not like they warned them. You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. You know, it only starts snowing in Buffalo in, like, July. So you guys had no idea that a storm was coming. I'm being facetious when I say July, but it's Buffalo. It's just like Canada. It starts snowing really, really, really early. So for that, you should be able to just go steal whatever you want to steal. I mean, fuck, why not? Steal my car. It's running. It's hot. It's full of gas. Take it. It's a necessity. You need it. Just as much as you need a TV. These people are unbelievable. And then you got these nut jobs.
I will no longer call a person queer if I don't see them participating in queer politic. You're gay. Sure, you're gay. That is not the same as queer. If you haven't put a mask on in a week, not queer. You're just not queer. You're not. Queerness is supposed to be radical. It's supposed to be about supporting each other, helping each other, and making sure that we, like, lift up from the most vulnerable of our community. A lot of you gays are not acting like queers right now, so I'm not going to call you queer.
So she even has it out for the homosexuals. You're not queer if you don't put a mask on in a week. You're a queer bigot. That's it. You're the bigot of queerness. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people? And then, of course, you have the blah, 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 blah. I like fucking complaining about everything ones.
So this is what I mean when I say that I feel unsafe if someone is misgendering me or is actively misgendering other people. Safety is relative, right? And violence isn't only physical in nature. Emotional and psychological violence both exist. And when I have made it clear what my pronouns are and that I'm like a genderqueer trans person, and someone decides to ignore that, and then deliberately will like misgender me, that is a form of violence because they are enacting a something that is hurtful toward me on purpose. And violence like that makes me feel unsafe because I don't know what else that person is necessarily capable of and what kind of harm, psychological or otherwise, it could then later inflict on me. That's what I mean.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If someone misgenders you, for you, that's considered violence? By misgendering you? Like, what if it was an accident? That's clearly a woman pretending to be a man, but I don't know. What if somebody heard your voice without looking at you and said, hey, ma'am, you know, give me a second. So that's somebody being violent towards you? You know, the scary thing about shit like that is, you know, at the pace that our government is moving in, they may start implementing crazy shit like that. Like, you could now be arrested for misgendering someone because you were violent towards them. You don't think that could happen? We used to think we'd never see two butt divers get married. Now, it's celebrated. It's put on the front cover of fucking magazines and newspapers. When we watched a ball drop, New Year's, you know, like the set, you know, like how they have the people paid in Times Square to kiss on camera right at midnight? First, it was a guy and a girl, and they immediately go up to two fags tonguing each other down and spent a lot of time on a two homos. Because that's more important. Straight man, straight woman, nobody wants to see that. We want to see the other side, the dark side, the forbidden side, if you read the Bible. Does this rabbit hole go any further down?
It's interesting how little cis people actually know about biological sex. Like, your chromosomes dictate everything and you'll never be a real boy or a real girl. Do you know how easy it is to completely change your body with hormones? I grew a penis within my first month of being on testosterone. I started having full-blown boy puberty around month 3 or 4. Trans women can grow breasts exactly like cis women can. Trans women can lactate. Everything you think you know about how bodies are set in stone and can't be changed, you're literally just wrong.
I guess it doesn't get any better, folks. She grew a penis. First of all, you know, she's lying. Don't talk to me about no misgendering. That's a woman. We all know that's a woman. And you know why she'd lie about something like that? You guys want me to let you in on a little secret? You know why she would lie about something like that? Because it would be inappropriate for you to ask her to prove it. You understand? So if she says she grew a penis, right? I don't know. What if she went on Dr. Phil? And Dr. Phil in his, you know, big burly voice, his country southern accent, said, well, you said that you grew a penis a short period after time after being on testosterone, and I want to know, could you just unbuckle those pants and just pull them down so we can all see it? No, Dr. Phil would be in fucking jail in 2 seconds. But don't worry about it, you heard what the other girl says. If you misgender her, that's violence. So of course they can make these lies because they're never going to have to prove it. Ever. No one's going to call them on it. All these people would puberty blockers and here's another one.
Not allowing a child to use puberty blockers is simply just transphobic. It just is what it is. There's no real reason not to. Puberty blockers just allows a child to kind of freeze, allows their look to freeze, to stay in place. It gives them more time, essentially, to decide whether they want to go further with any medical transition. At any point while using puberty blockers, a child can stop and essentially just have the natural puberty that they would have but a few years later. But a lot of people evolve differently as far as puberty. You know, it seems like some people don't hit puberty until they get in their 20s. And puberty blockers will essentially allow a gender variant child the opportunity to wait until they get older to go through a puberty. It's no big deal. Puberty blockers don't cause breast development. Puberty blockers don't affect anybody's voice. They'll essentially stay in that childlike look, their own childlike look, for a little longer. Then if you don't let your child go on puberty blockers, then you'd be embarrassed. Little trans girl sounded like Caitlyn Jenner. Be scared to take the child in public, want to pretend that she's deaf. got the little trans boy out here clocky. Don't nobody want to be clocky. Ain't nobody trying to be clocky because we got to deal with so much bullshit in this superficial society and being clocky.
I want you guys to remember what she just said. Listen to every single word that she just said. And this is the part that, if you're smart, should scare the living shit out of you. She truly believes in every load of bullshit that she just said. You and I look at that and we're like, okay, clearly this person belongs in an insane asylum. That's what we say is normal people. Normal people created by God. What is going on in these people's heads? Who would want to give a child something like that? Like, look, once you're 18, you're an adult. You want to destroy your life? By all means, you go ahead and do it. But now you're starting to fuck up. Because you're starting to superimpose this shit on the kids. I have something I want to play from a dad. Has nothing to do with these maniacs and the, you know, this whole transsex, whatever the fuck. They're all crazy. They're all crazy. They're lunatics. We like to say mental illness, but I honestly think there's a very deep, dark degree of demonic possession in all of these people to be saying these things, like, out loud, in person, and they're proud of it. None of them. They're not ashamed. You understand what I mean? They don't care if their kids see this years from now, if their parents see it. No. They believe this shit. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with a father that went up to a school board meeting after they said that they were going to, try to forcefully vaccinate the students in the school. And a dad went up there and he had something to say. So I'm going to leave it with something positive. But if you guys are not on Telegram, guys, go to Telegram, go to Patriot Club Bot, sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. That's the only place where the live streams are being held. That's it. Okay? Patreon fucked me. YouTube fucked me many, 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 many times. And little did we know, this entire time, there was a diamond in the rough that was just staring us straight in the face. And that was Telegram. We could all speak to each other and we could all have a great time, tell jokes. Sometimes we have so much fucking fun on Telegram. I completely forget that like 7 hours passed. Oh man, nobody on the internet does it like me. And that's a fact that I'm very proud of. But let's close up with this. I love you guys. God bless you all. I'll see you guys on the live stream later on tonight. Figure about maybe 6:37.
Okay. State your name and address for the record, please.
Joshua Pierce, 2514 Tamiami Trail, Port Charlotte, Florida. And I don't have children in school here. I have 7 nieces and nephews in school here. I teach self-defense courses to teenagers in this area. And I want to tell you right now, I've had children tell me they're scared to be white because of the schools that they go to here. And that's not okay. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter who you are. We should all love each other. We should be teaching our children that. We should not have teachers coming in and pushing their agenda. I'm telling you right now, if you try to force our children to get a vaccine, it'll be 1776 in this town. And we will take you out of office, and we will take our children out of your schools. And you will no longer have it. I'm telling you that for a fact. There are those of us in this town that will stand up and go to prison for these people because we love them and we will protect them. That's our duty as citizens. And this is crazy. I'm just going to say, 25 million people were buried in masks during this by the unmasked because they died from infections that they could not handle because they were wearing masks for too long. 25 million people died from wearing masks during the swine flu. And they were buried by the unmasked because we lived. Because we weren't smart enough not to listen to what the government told us. You understand? While y'all wearing this up here and unconstitutionally making people stand back here, by the way, which is an executive order signed by our governor 3 weeks ago stating you cannot do that, you're breaking the law right now, to be exact. It said, no government, state, or county facility, your county and state facilities are allowed to mandate masks in the state of Florida anymore. It's an executive order. So now you're breaking laws, you're breaking constitutions. So we're going to have a problem with that.
We believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. We stand up for it. We do not need to teach our children that the Constitution is bad, that you're a racist because you're a conservative, that you're a racist because you hold up three fingers. This is trash. This is absolute trash what our children are being taught right now. Thank you very much. You have a very blessed day, everybody.